Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved, too. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Pete Sepp is back. Pete is a longtime, more than 20-year member of our Brain Trust, president of the National Taxpayers Union. He's been hanging out there for a long time, and he joins us on a regular basis to keep us posted on some of the public policy issues that are going on in Washington, D.C. that you and I need to know about because they affect us, including what the government is up to with another round, potentially another round of financial assistance to the marketplace and whatever other candy they can throw out here. Pete Sepp, welcome back.
Yes, if you're Mr. Humble, I'm Mr. Bumble. So Humble and Bumble here.
There you go. Hey, Pete, I do the jokes around here. All right, so tell us about what the government is up to. They're talking about some more assistance, some more financial assistance.
Well,
another round, as they call it.
Yes, and there are really two things going on here. There's recovery assistance and there's temporary relief. So as far as economic recovery is concerned, there is already a package being marked up in the committee process in the House of Representatives that is primarily focused on infrastructure. It's called the Invest in America Act, and that's actually happening this very day. We're not fond of it. It's a $500 billion package. And it's very poorly administered and targeted in its current form. A lot more is going to happen to make this package into something that truly improves roads, bridges, helps the rail industry continue its success in bringing freight not only across the country,
so
but
this,
between
is this
countries.
Infrastructure? Is this an infrastructure thing?
Primarily, yes. And this is aimed more at what at least House Democrats think will aid an economic recovery. Now,
right.
I'm not sure that the way this is structured, that's going to happen. You can't just throw federal dollars into these projects and expect
the Obama,
them to
the Obama
work.
Administration learned that 8 years ago, right? Shovel ready? Remember shovel ready?
Yes. Yes, that's right. And the biggest lesson that needs to be learned here is that if you have private capital that wants to enter into these projects but needs a little help, okay, that's one problem
right.
That can be relatively easily solved. But if you have projects sitting out there that don't attract a penny of private capital, that mm-hmm. should be a warning sign that they're not going to do the job in enhancing economic
right.
productivity.
Right. Now
that's what we're trying to get across.
That's exactly right, this is a different kind of an animal from the PPP and things like that, right? It's a different approach to help.
It's more
targeted to industry and not a broad brush approach to helping the overall economy, right?
That's right, and it is targeted toward recovery rather than relief. Now,
right.
There is another package being formed that's targeted more toward relief because, as you know, the PPP program has not been ideally administered. There have been a lot of delays in getting the loans and the aid out there. There's still some confusion among employers, large and small, about the employee retention tax credit
yeah.
and whether they should be able to take it. There's also the question of how long we keep these enhanced unemployment benefits going,
mm-hmm.
because that may have a counter effect. It's basically deterring people from getting back
yeah.
to work.
Yeah.
And we have other questions like, what do we do about folks who've lost their health insurance with their jobs Do we throw them all into Medicaid, which is the worst possible, most expensive,
but is this,
anti-taxpayer
is this,
approach?
This new plan, I want to say one thing, though, Pete. From out here on Main Street, the PPP program, in my opinion, having been a close observer of the SBA and community banks and people like that, that network, the Fed, the and Congress and the administration, getting that PPP money out, that was pretty breathtaking success story as far as I'm concerned. Now, the details of it and having to adjust the time that you got to repay it and all that, that's being worked out. But I'm telling you, getting the money out the way they did, I promise you, it saved the lives of a whole lot of small businesses that will look back, as coarse as it may have been, as bumbling as it might have been, when you consider what they had to do, it's understandable. So I have to give them credit for the PPP program. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other things that Pete has on his mind after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.